All right, this thing is going. Start the car, and we're going to get ready to take a much longer trip and do a good recording, or a good long recording, and see how it behaves on this whole thing. You know, if the screen goes dead, if various things go batty, try to make sure our configuration's good, because it is. Boy, this thing is going to be, this thing records at such a low bit rate. I'm not even sure exactly how I want to compare with that. I don't need this window open anymore. But I'm going to keep the other windows open because I like fresh air, I tell you. So, this thing is really starting to look like it might be my go-to recorder for when I'm on the road traveling. I'm going to be doing a lot today. After I'm done with work, I'm off to the temple tonight. And of course, going home. These are big things. And the more I talk when I'm tired, the better I stay awake. So, you know, and when people go, boy, he just goes round and round and round the same things. Hopefully, it's not too terribly boring, but you can say at least I know what Nimro was thinking about this thing or that thing and stuff like that. I have to be careful. I try not to talk about other people because it's just rude. And so we're gonna get up to the normal highway speeds, and we're gonna see how the recordings go from what the waveform looks like. It looks excellent, and I tested AAC at really low bandwidth before, and everything was being able to play them. You could listen to them off of the Gopher, which is really good. That's the thing that I actually run myself. And you can actually play them off of Internet Archive, if that ever gets itself kind of resolved. Internet Archive says it's going to find a way to survive somehow. I think book publishers are going to kill it off because I think it's insinuation that it is a library and should be treated like a library. It's a little too threatening to the powers that be, you know, around these things. People who actually run libraries are like, no. You can't just come out and say that you're a library. It ain't gonna happen. So we'll see how that does. I get a lot of cavitation noise from the wind. I don't know if it is the silence sensor is probably going to be a little weird, you know. I don't know. We're just going to record a lot, and then we're going to play it back, and we're going to see. I'm going to take a little jog out here for a little while, and this is not testing. This is actually production, so it's going to go good. Anyway. So, don't talk about work either, because work is nothing that needs to have any recordings done about it, nor my feelings about it. Work on what I'm presently kind of up to. I could talk to you about the computer setup I have. I feel really bad that I got off of free BSD. I like not being a Linux guy, but I put on, but to a certain extent, you have to just kind of accept that you need some better things. Not better things, but people write applications to Linux, and then somebody else has to get interested in converting it, trying to make it useful for like FreeBSD or NetBSD or something like that. Honestly, I'm really not, you know, I'm not a purist particularly. I like the whole concept of the BSDs and I like the license. I kind of like the, I don't know any of the people, but it doesn't do a lot of things that Linux has chosen to go with. You know, like when you go, well, what about System D? And you go, it's BSD. BSD is not Linux. Therefore, System D just is not a feature of this. Anyway, so yeah. My main big work computer at home is I just decided to get off of FreeBSD, transferred all of the functionality over to Linux. It was quite easy. And now I've got a Caddy server. Its purpose there is just to be a proxy. I've got a lot of different web things running, and so I need a proxy server to shut them in different places, you know, to have a front end. So it ends up being a reverse proxy. And now I've also got, I actually wrote the little program that goes with exalts.net. That's actually written in PHP. and so I look at all those pumpkins. There is a whole field full of pumpkins out there. Here's the sad part. It's already past pumpkin season. So I don't know what's going to happen to a lot of these pumpkins that are out here. They're probably going to sell them for next to nothing. And, golly, man, it's a whole pivot full, or at least it looks like a whole pivot full of pumpkins. And, like I said, Halloween's over, so it's like, oh, I guess there's going to be a lot of pumpkin pies. Not that I mind, I like pumpkin pies very much. I've never had, you know, I've rarely done pumpkin under any kind of circumstances than either a pie or pumpkin seeds, to be honest. The actual meat of it, I just kind of, you know, I don't really make use of, which is wrong. You know, that's what pumpkins are, is a gourd, and a nice gourd that grows here really quite well. And, or at least, you know, if you can water on them enough, I suppose they do. Anyway, I decided to do something different, not terribly different. It's Linux Mint. Everybody calls it Mint. And it really is kind of a retooling of Ubuntu, which is fine. I use Ubuntu often when I just need to quickly do something and get it going and not have any of the tuning issues that I typically have. Because I don't really worry too much about tuning. Anyway, so I got that going. Really, the biggest thing that made me come over is the fact that I've also got a TV that functions as a VGA monitor in my office. And when I was watching YouTube videos, you know, there's movies on YouTube, and I wanted to watch them too, but invariably, they are encoded in such a way that I can't use them. So, and Chrome doesn't have a free BSD version. There just isn't a version for free BSD. There is for Chromium, but it's not the same. It's not the same animal. It doesn't pick up the same things. So, I did Chrome. So I installed Mint so that I could install Chrome. You know, you can do FreeBSD so that you have kind of a little emulator or something akin to that that lets you run Linux stuff. It's not a full emulator at all, but it kind of puts a Linux compatibility layer on it, and I just wasn't wanting to fool around with that. If you, and I'm the same way with Windows, if you want to run stuff that only works on one thing or another, you know, it's usually just the better matter to go ahead and just run that thing. So, yeah, I have my little bitty computer that's a Windows computer. It's Windows 10, and if I could have gotten Windows 7, I would have, but to be honest, you know, I need something that's modern enough that if I need to do something like take a test or something that requires Windows, I can do it. And it works pretty good. I've got another laptop that sadly it has heat problems. And so I have to point a fan at it. And I often do that when it's like, well, you have to have a camera, you got to have a microphone, all this stuff to do a lot of these things. So I've got one Windows laptop that does that pretty well, except the heat problems, but you can set up a fan to blow air at it to keep it from overheating. And, you know, I've run it like that for a couple of hours to do various tests for certifications, which I'm really kind of wanting to kind of just walk away from, ultimately. I'm getting real close to retirement, so I'm kind of like, well, I don't want to do anything too weird. If people are going to start asking me a lot of weird questions, start saying I can't do this or I can't do that, then, you know, that's when it's time to retire. And, well, regardless of all that, it doesn't really matter to me personally. I'm on Linux Mint on my large box app so I can have Chrome for YouTube videos. I'm sure it'll come in handy for other things, but that's primarily what that's for. I'm really a Firefox guy again. And sometimes, you know, right now I kind of do both. I can't sync them particularly, but I make all this stuff, you know, functional. And it works for me. I'm sorry, I don't think I'm making any sense. What else am I up to? I've got a little DOS palm top. It's one of the modern ones. A person in China, or an outfit in China, makes these out of old chips. It's actually got a 386SX processor in it. He also made one that's got 8086 processor, 8088 processor, and but I really prefer this other one because it has a wider spread and it's compatible with anything that 8088 can do. And I was looking at trying to take it into SCIFs. I work high security for the military, so there are secret secure compartment information facilities, SCIFs, and there's a whole bunch of electronic equipment that can't go in them because, you know, if it's got any kind of radio, you got to turn it off. You can't take it in. And I got this specifically because I think it's wound down enough that it could probably pass muster, so I could have it in there for, you know, I really don't know. And after I bought it, I'm really not sure if I'm ever going to actually use it in there. It depends on my circumstance. It really is kind of a setup that mirrors what I had when I was on the boat in my great riding year. You know, when I was gone from home a lot. 1998 was my great riding year. And I worked out on the boat up until October of 1999. I don't remember. I might have written a few things during that time. I think that's when Godsend got written. Was in 99. I don't remember. Doesn't make any difference now. Very old. You know, like I said, oh my gosh, that's been 20. That was 25 years ago. And you go, yep, sure was. And you go, you're still working on the second book? And you go, I don't know. Sometimes you just need to let things go and let them kind of percolate the way they are. I'm trying to get back to them. I just have a recording this last time. Oh, that's another reason why to get onto Linux Mint on my main one. Was because I needed to install, it's called Sigil or Sigil. It's hard to say. Anytime anybody uses a G, you don't know how to pronounce it. Depends on which country they're from and who knows. Anyway, but that's actually an EPUB editor. And that one just generates EPUBs for you, which is the electronic book format. And that's how most of my books are produced for consumption. I don't know how many people have read the books that way. You know, they mostly prefer the kind of thing where you upload it to Amazon. All my stuff's on Amazon, too. And you pay 99 cents and you have it. But I haven't seen anybody actually download or read any of them. But you just never know when this stuff will catch hold because it you know, I've read some of the good selling books, and to be really honest, they aren't all that good. You know, I don't think there's anything really particular. It's not like, oh, they're such great writers, you know, whatever. Or they're great, such great storytellers, and you're going, I guess. You know, and you go, well, you know, for my purposes, I am just fine with I'm just fine with making things and putting it out there. I think that's the big thing, is making things and putting it out there. I think what popular books have is just more promotion. And to be really honest, I'm not a promoter. So are my books going to be well read? You go, I don't anticipate it. I don't think that really excellent writing, for instance, can really overcome not being promoted. A lot of writers just get into being promotion people because that's kind of what you have to do. And, to make your writing profitable. And like I said, I've pretty much got a pension going right now, and we pretty much live off of it. And, I'm just working right now until I draw my Social Security, apparently. That's what Lisa wants me to do. So that's what I'm doing. And I don't know how excited I am for it. I'd just rather do something else besides work. But to be honest, I treat it like a semi-retirement. And that's 100A, huh? So anyway, I didn't know these guys had bathrooms over here, but they're locked up. I think they're locked up. This is kind of, there's an outdoor one right there. I could go to the bathroom here. Okay. I've made all the way to Melrose from where I was started, which was just on the edge of Clovis. So now the sound quality is a little different. I think I'm going to go ahead and... Put a bathroom here. I can. Got all kinds of bathrooms. Memorial. What's that called? Pool and park? Oh. Is there a pool in there? Huh. Well, I'm going to go over here. I've got the headset on still. We're going to check out this bathroom, see if it's okay, or if it's basically locked. The women's side is locked, and the door's open. Well, it's here. Can I close it? I can't. Ooh, it's dark. Nobody's working on the fact that this thing's dripping water. I guess you don't. If it's on a well, you don't have to pay for it. Some maybe don't care as much. Sorry. Here's voice quality and noise. We're inside an enclosed space, so it's going to be a different sound dynamic. And I'm going to the bathroom, so. It's a big question as to whether this is a problem or not. Okay. That'll do nicely. Okay. But you can't hear the water running. It looks like it's blanking it out. That's pretty good. Okay. I think this used to be a pool. Way back when. Yeah. You can see some of the signs that says, no diving, no diving. 8 foot, 9 foot, 8 foot, 6'5", 4. No diving. They just filled it in with dirt. Looks like they might have had a concession stand here once upon a time. Yeah. And here's an old, where they used to have a water fountain. I think it really got to be a lot of these little towns ran out of money for doing this. Tucumcari's pool is a little, just not much of a thing anymore. Anyway, okay, so I'm out walking outside. This is a good test of if this stuff goes good. This is at like minute 26. And so, I wonder if this guy is checking me out. No, everybody always checks out people that they don't recognize. No, it doesn't look like that. Like that. Anyway, okay. So, I'm going to go ahead and stop here. And, yeah, I got Cygill to make my EPUBs. And, what else? I'm trying to think of what else I got going. I can't think. Anyway. Let me go ahead and stop now and listen to what we've got and see how it feels. Now, you know, you're going to go, boy, it doesn't sound like Nemro very much. And you go, well, it does, but I've got the sound quality turned down so low that hopefully the biggest thing I want it to be is intelligible. And so it's not designed to be a clear recording of how I sound. It's just supposed to be good enough so you can understand what I say. Because these are just archival recordings, and that's all I do. And you know, I still want people to be able to listen to it, but it isn't here to be just impressed and, ooh, look at that wonderful sound quality. It's like, no, I'm not only do I not care, but I don't want it. So we will let it go at this and save this recording.